call the show. It's 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I'll grab some phone calls, and I want to talk about something, Carmen, that I think I'm going to need your help the most with. Actually, maybe even Galvin. Okay. Renee, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Yes, I'm trying to do a transcript of your taping.
Why are you yelling at me? You're very loud.
I'm yelling, darling. I got you on speaker.
Oh, well, that's not a very... well, what do you need a transcript for?
Yeah, due to the show you had on me in December and January 2008.
You were on this show?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me go to the filing cabinet. January 2008, you said?
No.
Yes.
What is it that you're after? What were you on the show for?
Y'all know that was wrong.
All right. Well, what were you on the show for, Punkin?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I'm not mad at you. It's not your fault. You just give it, you know what I'm saying? But it's the way it was done.
Are you trying to call Hot 97?
Yeah, what happened to you?
Well, as you already know, I'm off a ball, Gwen Patterson.
Listen, you have to pick up the phone because I heard Gremlin Wynn Patterson. I have no idea where you said. Pick up the phone so I can hear you.
I'm the girl that's close built and popped that cherry.
The who?
The close built.
I'm the girl that's close built and popped that cherry. That's who I am.
Yeah, that close built?
Close built. Pop that cherry.
Okay.
You know, January 2008.
Yeah.
It's Renee. Ray Ray.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mean from 2008?
Yeah, 2008, January.
What up, Ray Ray?
Pop that bill. Pop that cherry.
Yes, I'm just starting out. All. I knew a little bit about it, but I didn't know all this was going on.
Right.
But no, it's not fun at games. It's not play.
No, we know it's not play. What do you need?
I'm asking for a transcript and the taping of your show or something, because it was wrong.
Okay, which one you need?
A transcript.
No. From what date, though?
I need it from, matter of fact, from December 2023.
Okay.
From the future?
December 23rd, 2017. That's when it first started.
Yeah.
You were on this show on December 23rd, 2017.
Yes, I think y'all had me broadcast.
And what were you saying?
I wasn't saying nothing. I was dancing. Remember, I was the girl that was dancing to AC/DC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question.
You were dancing, Dave?
On the date of December 23rd, 2017, you said you were on our show?
No, I was not on your show, baby.
Oh, because that's a Saturday.
Some kind of way, y'all had me broadcast from that day, even on December 24th, 25th, all the way up to now. So it's still going.
Still going. Yeah, we've been broadcasting her every day.
Yeah.
I know, but it's not my consent.
Well, where did is this video you're talking about?
No, this is radio.
So you were broadcast dancing on the radio?
I don't know how y'all do it. I really don't know how y'all do it. But it's like this. How y'all know too much information. Pop that cherry, girl. Mm-hmm. Email, you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's gone out the way. That's my private life.
Right.
I do it.
You want to pop that cherry in private?
Of course.
Right.
Can you give me can you give me a little bit of what it sounds like so I know what
I don't know what you're talking. Matter of fact, I don't think I can ask. I'm just here to ask you for a transcript of taking on your show. That's all I want.
Okay.
And I'm going to say no.
Oh.
Denied.
Are you going to say no?
Denied.
Seems like your claim's been denied.
Oh, you can't deny me, but you will hear from my lawyer because that's my public right.
Okay, what's
my
his name? I'm going to call him. What's your lawyer's name?
I will call you.
No, I'm going to call him.
Matter of fact,
I'm going to call him.
He will call you.
I won't take his call unless I call him.
And guess what? Tell Gwendolyn Patterson, have fun.
Oh.
No. Wait a second. You didn't tell me about Gwendolyn Patterson.
Yeah, Gwendolyn.
No. She will be gone. We'll be getting sued.
No, wait. I didn't know Gwendolyn Patterson was involved.
Renee, your lawyer's here.
Listen, my lawyer, like I see it.
Hello, this is your lawyer.
This moment.
Renee, your lawyer is actually here in the studio. We were just playing a joke on you.
I got it under control, Renee. I got the transcript.
Give y'all permission.
I got the transcript.
Well, this one I need to send. I'm about to have this transcript.
Renee.
Oh, I think. Yes. Oh.
What do you look like? Tell me what you look like.
Y'all don't know what I go through.
What?
Y'all don't understand this.
I don't understand this. I'm not even sure what planet you're on.
Whatever.
You're breaking up. This has been the most entertaining phone call I've gotten in years.
When it boils down to it, walk them out of my shoe. Put my situation. Put yourself in my shoes.
Right.
How would you feel if it was done to you?
Yeah.
Y'all can say, right, you want to, but yes. But what's fun and games to one, it's not fun and games to the other. It's not what you've done, it's how you went by doing it.
That's true.
I don't have any idea what the hell you're talking about. You're telling us we've been broadcasting you dancing to AC/DC on the radio?
Yeah.
Yes, you have, David. Trust me. Yes,
how do you how do you broadcast somebody dancing on the radio?
Radio.
Broadcasting, matter of fact, not dancing, matter of fact, I was dancing and singing.
Where?
Dancing and singing.
Like, so, ho, stop.
At the ho stop?
Yeah, with Gwendolyn.
So, look, this is, if I'm Pop That Cherry.
Yeah, Pop That Cherry.
Girl,
right.
The clothes dip girl, so guess what, you already know what I'm talking about.
I got to be honest with you. I think that if I hit myself in the head with a shovel, it would sound exactly the same as what it sounds like listening to you talk.
But guess what? You forgot on the one who said $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
$200,000.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
$200,000. Listen, baby, put yourself in my shoe. But guess what? I love y'all too. But guess what? I have your address and y'all, and I know who you are, and I will be here for my lawyer. And I love y'all too.
You love us? Do you really love us?
I love her.
No, I do love you.
What's my name?
Thank you. I just recorded the whole conversation. Bye-bye.
What's my name?
No. Don't go, Renee. Oh.
Don't walk away, Renee.
Renee.
Did you get that phone number?
No.
Oh, I'm such an idiot. I wrote the wrong number.
Oh, are you serious?
She'll call back.
Renee, I'm not really sure what in the Sam's hell you're talking about.
No, Gwendolyn?
Does anybody have any idea?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Since December 23rd, 2008, we've been broadcasting her dancing and singing to AC/DC from the host spot where she popped the coochie with Gwendolyn.
She popped the cherry.
Popped the cherry. And now Gwendolyn's going to hear about it.
Gwendolyn Patterson, if you're listening.
Oh, no.
Trust me, when her lawyer calls us, you'll know.
Yes, Michael?
Do you have any idea what she's talking about?
No, I really don't. I looked up, I searched her name and couldn't find anything.
If you walked a mile in her shoes, Galvin, would you understand?
Yeah.
A lot of times I could kind of figure out what crazy is trying to get to, but I have no idea. A guy called yesterday who had cancer, probably in his mouth or his cheek or something, and talked a little like this. But because of my experience with Tongue Spread, I understood every word he was saying. It was unbelievable. It was like I had been trained in another language and spoke it fluently. Now, this woman called in today speaking crazy, and I can't even comprehend at all what she might have been talking about.
Let me just point this out.
Yes.
Let me make this perfectly clear to everyone. She's out there right now. In society.
She's real.
She's real.
Yeah.
She's out there, and you could have to deal with her in the real world. Like, luckily, we were just talking to her on the phone.
Right.
But
she could have come up to us
in person. Could you imagine that coming up to you in person in real life?
Look,
you're in the parking lot of Publix and this comes up to you?
Olivia.
You're Gwendolyn Patterson?
I want to pop that coochie.
Yeah.
I want to pop that cherry with Gwendolyn Patterson.
You know, at the host spot.
I have no idea.
That was good.
Yeah.
She said she knows us.
Yeah.
She knows where we are.
Oh, Renee's lawyer is calling in right now.
Oh, boy.
Ari, good morning. You're the lawyer for Miss Renee?
No, man, I'm just kidding you. That was great radio right there.
Well, I know you were kidding, sir. I thought you were going to do a character.
That was awesome.
All right.
Awesome radio, dude.
Thank you. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, it's me. Just pop that chair.
Okay. You have to help us out. We're trying to figure out what you're talking about. You got to lower your radio. I know you're recording it, but lower it.
Of course, I'm going to record everything.
Okay, but can you just lower it a little bit so I can hear you?
Listen, I already know. As a matter of fact, I already know.
Yeah.
Y'all take a serious situation, and y'all make fun of it, regardless. I already know how y'all show it.
But what are you talking about? We're trying to get to the bottom of this, but nobody can understand what you're saying about popping cherries.
This is, don't act dumb.
Yeah, Mike.
It's don't, not an act.
Don't act dumb. But guess what? Guess what? My name, I'm going to tell you who I am. I am Frida.
Frida?
Frida.
Who is Renee?
All right.
That's me.
But now you have multiple personality disorder.
No, baby. That's my name, baby. That's my name, sweetie.
Okay. Frida.
Frida.
Yes, I'm Frida.
And why are you trying to trick us?
No, baby. That's my name.
Okay, Frida. What is it that you are mad at us for?
Well, I'm not really. I'm not mad at you.
Okay, well, what is it that you have to have a lawyer for? What do you need a transcript for?
I want the transcript because what was done was not right. It was against. It's not without my permission.
Okay, what was it? Tell us what it was.
How can you broadcast? How can you put on air talking about pop that cherry, that? How could y'all know all that? Unless somebody told you that. That's private.
Answer that, Mike. How do you know that? How are you talking about that?
Listen to me. That's Frida's private stuff.
And you're talking about it. How do you know that?
Really listen. Guess what? Matter of fact, you tell Cedric, Gwendolyn, and Eric.
Right.
And Eric McClain, Gwen Patterson, and Cedric to cough up no dollar bills.
Yeah, cough them up, especially Cedric. You know he's...
Listen, I'm willing to go after Cedric, Gwendolyn, and... Hey, watch your mouth. You're on the radio. You can't say that word. Say that.
My bad.
I'm going to sue you. You're going to hear from my lawyer.
My bad. But she can't get mad because, hey, he's not mine. He ain't hers. He ain't nobody's. That's called freedom. That's called he's a free man to sling it.
Yeah.
When he decides to sling it, let him sling it.
Right. Are you on prescription medication that you didn't take today?
No medication, but I don't need no medication.
You do need some. If you haven't gotten any, you need some now.
I'm just a straight up person, as is. Yeah, I can't. If you can't take it, don't dish it.
Yeah,
right.
If you can't take it, don't dish it. Did you just land here from the planet, dummy?
Well, but the thing is, don't play with me. If I'm home, I mind my business. Mm-hmm. I don't run the streets. I mind my business.
Right.
If your hot tamale ain't hot enough for him, peace on.
Yeah, peace on.
Hey, look here. Look what I just found. The transcript from December 23rd, 2017. You want me to read it to you?
No, I want it. I want to read it myself. I'd like to have it.
It says right here, Gwendolyn said to Frida, pop that cherry.
Like I said, I'd like to have the transcript for myself. That's what I'm calling for.
Listen.
Cedric's free to sling it. If he wants to sling it, he can sling
it. Right. He's free to sling it from Gwendolyn Patterson.
Right.
What about Eric?
Dude, listen. I can handle him myself.
Right.
But, like I said.
This is starting to hurt my head. All right. Well, listen, Frida. Renee.
Transcript. You just say yes or no.
Again, I'm going to deny you a transcript request. Have your lawyer call us.
Why?
I'm going to fist fight him at the next punch out.
Why?
I don't know. Because I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm trying to make some sense of this.
You know what's going on, baby.
No, I don't.
Somebody don't act like you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, stop acting.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
You weren't saying that. We ain't been saying that New Year's Eve either.
New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you think this is the Steve Harvey show?
I'm just going to tell Steve Harvey show. Get real, baby, Steve. All right, black and white.
What's my name?
Michael O'Shell. One of them to bone.
I like you. Can you come in the studio tomorrow?
No, for what? No.
I want to see you. What do you look like? You sound sexy.
You said it last time.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
You're repeating yourself.
I was lying both times. All right, I got to go. I got a crazy Asian guy calling the show.
Uh-huh. I'm an Asian.
Much as y'all. Oh. Whoa.
Speak more Asian to me. Give me a little more.
Yo, mama.
You're a crazy lady. Okay, thank you. She may be the craziest woman to ever call the show.
That's pretty good.
Does anybody have any idea what she might be talking about?
I know what she's talking about.
No, I don't know.
Gwendolyn, Cedric, Eric, Frida Renee.
Pop That Cherry.
Pop That Cherry.
Mm-hmm. Patterson.
And Christmas of 2023.
Yeah.
Whatever.
On a Saturday that we were not on the air.
Yeah.
But we broadcast her.
And now she wants a transcript.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.